welcome to Random Radio. The time is now, the place is Random Radio. That should be the other way around. This is Tori Belliacci, your host on Random Radio today, which is March. This is the first show of March, because we now have two shows every month. Chris, say hi.
Hello, world.
Yes, we now have the amazing power of Skype at our hands. Thus, we are using Skype now, not crappy MSN with voice, which has bad lag issues, very bad quality, and not very good volume. Chris, say something random.
One morning I woke up and ate some pie.
That is incredibly nice. Okay. That track we just played was the Cold War Kids with Hospital Beds. I'm now talking in a completely different accent. Please don't ask why, because I don't know.
Why?
I said don't ask why, you! Okay, I won't ask why! Good. What? What was it? Tell me!
Just stand there, I'm missing. They want to talk to me.
I see. Shouldn't you be on busy or something? You are in the middle of a recording.
Oh no, we're not trying.
Lol, internet.
Into
I don't give a damn. Okay.
I gave a flying duck rap.
You never did.
What's a flying duck rap?
It's what... Well, you know, it goes along and eventually the shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm. So, if I was to get a box of toffee and a box of untoffee, you know what happened?
Then you'd have a box of toffee and a box of untoffee. Obviously, you idiot.
Shut up, leave it.
Anyway, let's get on with the show in this rendition, or should I say edition? Actually, no, rendition is a good word. That makes it sound cool. We will be discussing anything we like. That's the whole point of Random Radio. We don't know what we're doing. Was that some sick fantasy you had?
No, I just read it from MSN.
Is this happen to be porn MSN?
Well, let me read you an extract. And he rubbed her shoulder sensually. Ugh, she said. That feels so good. I better start taking my clothes off as it is heating up in here. Then he said, with gusto, start stripping. Ugh.
Okay. I think we better get on with the show. I wrote the playlist down here somewhere. Where is it? Go up.
You lost it.
I'm sure I was at... yes. I did actually write down Daft Punk versus U2 with Around the World on New Year's Day, but I think I'll play that last, actually. So now I'm going to play a song much popularized by Hollywood, also known as Tomoyasu Hotai's Battle Without Honor or Humanity. So, Chris, any developments in the world of you?
No. Well, I got the Sims 2 Seasons.
And how is this Sims 2 Seasons?
Rather good, actually. You see, for the first time, EA Games, or Maxis, whatever it is, I've actually managed to create a proper weapon. And it's rocks on.
Oh my, I am so in awe.
Really?
Yes, I am so in awe that you might not have guessed that I'm in awe.
Just like a pineapple with a sellotape on it.
Yes, very much like pineapples with sellotape.
Really?
So, how is it? What's it do?
What
does it do? Sims 2 Seasons!
Sims 2 Seasons? Oh, right, yes. Well, it's basically Sims 2, except for it's got weather. It's winter, spring, summer, autumn, or fall if you want. Unless I get wrong. Just to tell you. Fall, for all of you Americans who call it fall. Yes. Trees can have more leaves on it, and they can have leaves on it. In a way, there's leaves. You can build snowmen, snow angels, and unsnowmen, and unsnow angels. So there's rain effects, and your Sims can now get hit by lightning. Which also includes buildings. Pretty nifty, huh?
It does sound quite interesting. And now for the news. In the last half a month or so of news, there's been train crashes, tornadoes, and there has been planes. There's actually been a lot of... This will interest you, Chris. There's been a lot of developments in the field of aircraft.
Really?
Yes. One, starting today now I mention it, nearly every Pakistan International Airlines flight into Britain and Germany has been cancelled. Because, if you didn't know, PIA has an incredibly bad safety record. And now they're saying, enough is enough. If you do not get your planes fixed up, we will not let you come into our country.
That's not good.
So, starting today, every single one of their planes, apart from their new 777s, Boeing, is not allowed to enter British airspace.
Oh,
and German airspace, no mention it. And they have 1 week to fix that before they do it in the rest of Europe as well.
Yeah.
Which, of course, they just can't do that in 1 week.
Yeah.
Also in the news is the Airbus A380.
Oh, yeah.
And it's bad news. Well, I think a few days ago they did report that they were dropping 1,000 staff, which is quite bad for them. And today, reported approximately 3 hours ago in Business Week, they reported that Airbus has lost its last order for an A380 cargo. So they have no orders for an A380 cargo plane anymore. Yep, UPS pulled out. Such a shame. Yeah, but we can't do that. As you may have heard around the world, there was a train crash somewhere in Yorkshire.
Cumbria,
whatever. It's up north. Yeah, from where you are, from where I am, it's north. And whatchamacallit? Oh yeah, there was that tornado in, what was it? Oh god, I really need to get better with the news. Where was that tornado? It begins with AL or something.
Alabama.
That, yeah, that's it.
Ah.
You know, quite a few people killed.
Yeah.
May their respective lords rest their soul, unless they're an atheist.
Oh, that was a news too.
What?
I've been noticing a lot of fans of the podcast, and I just like to say, thanks.
Yes, thank you all out there who actually listened to this piece of For Rizzle My Nizzle shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a mature rating on this. Yes, we are incredibly grateful for listening to us rambling on and on and on. In fact, just for that, I'm going to sing a song.
I'll get the hose pipe.
Now, what shall I sing? What am I good at? Oh, yes. Bring it down, bring it down, bring it down, bring it down now. Bring your heart down to the ground now. Bring it down, bring it down, bring it down, down. Do 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 do. Peace on earth and mercy. Shut up yourself, you FOMO.
Shut up.
Okay, okay, I'll stop. Yeesh. And now, as we approach the mark, well, have actually just gone past the mark of 16 minutes 45 seconds. Chris, it's time to report on what, as the name of the station does not suggest, we must now, as contractually obliged, to talk about something to do with furries.
Uh-huh.
In the news, Chris became a furry.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yes, he is now the raccoon who I like to call Chris Coon.
No, I still haven't decided on it.
I know, but you're a work in progress.
Three spyware cookies were deleted. That's good, but why did the spyware cookies get in the first place? Stupid biscuits.
Right. Also, in furry news, now this, I have to say, is big. This is actually an exclusive piece of news concerning a major part of the furry fandom. And as of the moment, only a handful of people know this.
You gonna be on TV?
No.
Right.
Not the thing about the furry documentary. That's, if you want to learn about that furry documentary, then read the Furchian Times when it actually comes out later this month. Thumbs up.
I bet.
And you'll also find that what I'm about to tell you in that same edition of the Furchian Times. But the world-famous Ferox update for Fur Affinity has been cancelled.
Wow, I wish I could cancel because I don't have a clue what you just said.
You wouldn't. But seriously, Chris, just so you know, this was, like, a major thing.
Yeah.
You know, people have been waiting, like, about a year for this one thing to happen, and then they cancelled it. It was supposed to fix all the bugs in Fur Affinity, give it a whole revamped design, all new features and everything. And they have cancelled it.
What have you been doing about for the silly cells?
Well, it's to do with them purchasing their new server, which has a funny name which I can't remember, so I might look it up in a moment. But that means that all the coding, or at least a great majority of it, from Project Ferox is completely defunct. It won't work.
That's not good.
So they've had the cancelling Project Ferox, basically. And
got a reason.
Yes, they have. And because I'm a professional, I'll now report on the same thing, but in a lot more detail. Today, Alcora, lead owner and lead coder of the website furaffinity.net, announced in a small unpublic statement that Project Ferox had indeed been cancelled. He stated in that statement that this was because of the purchase of the website's new server, of which is completely incompatible with the Ferox coding. Because of that, they have had to scrap the coding. Alcora has since donated said coding to the Inflation Nation, the furry community's largest non-pornographic inflation and fat fur community. Chris, what's the weather?
Grand.
You heard it, the weather was grand. Now, as we approach the end of our podcast, unless, Chris, do you want to make it go on longer? Because we're going to hit 22 minutes any minute now.
Yeah, let's make it go on longer.
For the first time ever, the random radio goes on longer. Seriously, just about every single podcast has ended at around 22 minutes. The last one was at 23 minutes. And every single one before that was 22 minutes. So, for the first time ever, Random Radio goes over 23 minutes. Half an hour? Yeah. Oh, you're being ambitious, aren't you?
Can I remember a song in after this? Or abuse, whatever it's going to be. More talking, and maybe an outro song or music.
An extra song?
Yes.
Are you shitting me?
No, something which has never been attempted before on this particular podcast.
Oh my god. I'm going to have to look up my musical library.
You can do that during the next song.
I can do that right now if you want.
Yeah, I'll just be as good.
What do you think of the No Life King?
Never heard of it.
Of course you wouldn't. We only play stupid music now.
I can't call it stupid.
I know. But, I know. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. We have to play this. Okay. I think, next song, which I've already organised, is Daft Punk vs. U2 with Around the World on New Year's Day. And I'll leave. We're going to play that now. Then we'll talk a bit more. Then it's the last song, which I will keep secret until then. to the place called Random Radio. The place is Random Radio, it is indeed, and the time is now. This is your host, Tori Belliacci, still speaking, and over there is the one I call Chris Kuhn.
Oh, Michael Jackson! Ow!
What the hell did you do with Chris Kuhn? Okay.
I'd like to apologise for that very, very bad impression. As I couldn't resist, I had to do it.
Actually, if you remember, Chris, we do actually have a feature already.
Really?
Yeah, we were just talking about features we could add during that last song.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Chris, if you remember, we do actually have a feature centred around you. And if you remember, it's A Minute with Chris Spence.
Oh, no.
Starting now!
Good morning, Starshine. The world says hello. I'm having a good time. Not. So anyway, yeah, we're doing things with Skype now. Woo! Skype. Red hot. Any of you have Skype? Please, email Sean with loads of spam saying, I have Skype. Unless you don't want to know that I have Skype, and you would like to buy this toaster. Would you like to buy a toaster? I would like to buy a toaster. Maybe one which cooks 3 times of bread. Or 4.
Your time is up!
No.
Oh wait, no, actually it isn't. You got 10 seconds.
Bread, toaster, bread, fish nets, and gas with handles attached to it. Yes.
Now your time is over.
Yes,
what Chris was saying there, that if you have Skype, you can add me, I can add you, whatever, one of those. And then you can actually join us on the show. Dun, dun, dun.
You have your own minute.
Yes, it could be a minute with Cathay Jones, or a minute with John Smith,
or a minute with
Michael Jackson. Oh my god, we're gonna have to go into espionage mode. We are now in espionage. What is it? The what? We are not alone. Our base has been infiltrated by the enemy side. What will we do? Where will we go?
I've been back.
Oh, Chris is back. We're good. What? What? Yes, and it appears that we have actually run out of time. What, now you mention it. And you've also gotten very quiet. Might want to readjust your microphone.
Hold a second, be right back.
And with that be right back, I have to say we are incredibly close to going over. So now I will play the last song, which is by the London-based Amateur Transplants, who you can find at amateurtransplants.com, by the way. And there are a couple of trainee doctors, basically, who do very good music. And this is their song, Paracetamoxifuzi Bendroneolysin. This is Tori Belliacci signing out from Random Radio, saying good night, good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good evening from us all. Chris, if you're there, say something. Chris isn't there. Therefore, I'll say goodbye for Mr. Chris Kuhn right now. Adios, see you next time. Tune in to Random Radio. Thank you, and
hello. Thank you for listening. My name's Adam Kay.
And my name's Suman Biswas.
This album is sponsored by Smaxoglithkline, who have asked us to say a few words about their new drug, Paracetamoxifuzi Bendroneomycin. paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. It's our brand new wonder drug we think you'll find enticing. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. The BNF has 20,000 different drugs to take, so we thought, what could we produce to give you all a break? Drug that can treat anything from leprosy to SARS, and you can give it in the mouth, IV or up the arse. It's paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. It can cure the common cold and being struck by lightning. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. We tested it on animals and none of them survived, but that's okay, cause when we wrote the paper up we lied. It's first choice for MIMS and even for ME, and COPD, HIV, PE and DVT. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. It reverses impotence and makes you good at fighting. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. There are some minor side effects and some are not that rare, like nausea, vomiting and losing all your hair, and heart attacks, becoming gay and growing extra breasts. But it's fucking cheap and hey, this is the NHS. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. There are cures for everything from AIDS to pubic lice in. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. We make it from the cerebellar cortex of a bison. After that it undergoes some polygenic splicing. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. It makes you smart as Einstein and as muscular as Tyson. It brings an end to all that pharmacology revising. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. Paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin. We sell lots in Japan because it's the antidote to ricin. The Minister of Health, we hear, will shortly be advising. Take paracetam, oxyfruzi, bendro, neomycin.